T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6:30, Stephen, 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas officials say the troubling rise in traffic fatalities across the state is accelerating. AAA spokeswoman Jennifer Hall tells the Wichita Eagle Kansas is currently averaging more than one traffic fatality a day. Data from AAA shows that there have been nearly 175 traffic deaths across the state this year through the end of May. That's a 13% increase over the same time a year ago and a 44% increase from 2015. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The showers and thunderstorms that moved through overnight brought us about a tenth of an inch of rain in Wichita. And with a clearing sky early on, we warm up again today, getting to 94 for the high. Mostly clear tonight, our low near 70. And again, the chance of a few thunderstorms. Some may be on the strong side tomorrow afternoon and evening with a high 97. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy, 69 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour.
A Wichita man who texted a photo of his dead girlfriend to his family has been sentenced to life in prison for her death.
42-year-old Jonathan Perrette won't be eligible for parole for 25 years under the sentence imposed Tuesday. He pleaded guilty last month to felony murder for fatally shooting 42-year-old Melissa Englert as she checked on her parents' house while they were out of town. Messages sent to his son's phone included a photo of a gun and a person lying on the ground. He called her a banshee in one message and said someone needed to shoot her and added that, quote, I did love her, though. Police said the couple had a history of domestic violence. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man drowned in the swimming pool at his apartment complex in South Wichita. Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow says it happened Monday night at the Huntington Place Apartments near Seneca and MacArthur.
The 20-year-old female who was at the pool with a 26-year-old male. The male went under the water and was unable to come back up. The female attempted to help the male but was unsuccessful. She was able to call 911 and first responders arrived.
The man was hospitalized, but he was not able to be resuscitated.
West Nile virus has been found in Kansas again. The first human case was announced last week. Amy Worthington is with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
Our main threat are infected mosquitoes, so it's important to wear mosquito repellent during the hours from dusk till dawn.
Even those who get West Nile may not know they have it. 80% of the virus carriers have no symptoms.
Now that the Kansas legislature has gaveled out and the school finance measure is on the governor's desk, what's next? Well, here's Vice President for Advocacy with the Kansas Association of School Boards, Mark Tallman.
If he vetoes it, the legislature will obviously have to come back to do something. In any event, it has to go to the Supreme Court because they've ruled our funding system is unconstitutional, and that shifts the burden back to the legislature to prove it has corrected constitutional problems.
There will be oral arguments in which the state argues on behalf of the legislature, and the Gannon plaintiffs argue whether or not they believe adequacy has been achieved. KNSS National News Time, 6:33.
An active search and rescue mission underway at the scene of that deadly high-rise fire in London. Up to 600 people lived in the 27-story building. The flames breaking out while they slept. At least 6 people are dead, and that number will surely go up.
Pockets of fire still ablaze after 11 hours, and there's concern this morning about the stability of that building. We understand so far 6 fatalities have been confirmed, but that number is likely to rise, and there are still a number of elderly and children missing. There's been no mention of terrorism as the cause of this so far, but no one really knows what started this fire, but a number of issues around the safety of this building going back years, so a lot of question for the investigation going forward.
That's ABC's James Longman reporting from the scene. People who live near there say work had just finished on the building's exterior. One woman who made it out alive talked to our partners at the BBC.
The smell, the fumes, I have the worst headache I've ever had. It's just the plastic burning, isn't it? It's the plastic.
London's mayor has promised a full investigation. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
6:34 now, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. A lot of minor league baseball teams have unusual names and even more unusual promotions. This one is being featured by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And the promotion is a free pregnancy test.
Well, okay.
Promotion set for tomorrow, and the team says test takers will know if they should return for Sunday's game, which is on Father's Day. The general manager for the Jumbo Shrimp says the idea is tongue-in-cheek and is aimed at the usual Thirsty Thursday crowd.
Well, there
you go.
Which
tends to be young professionals and college students who are thirsty. The test will be handed out only to those who want one. So, anyway, to get
well, see,
get them in the park, you know.
Well, it's got you talking about it here in Wichita,
right.
Kansas,
Jacksonville, Florida. The Jumbo Shrimp.
Little idea there. Mm-hmm.
An Ohio judge known for handing out unusual sentences is requiring convicted drunk drivers to download ride-hailing apps on their phones as part of their punishment. Municipal Court Judge Michael Ciccinetti in Plainsville in northeastern Ohio also requires defendants to enter a credit card number on the Uber and Lyft apps as a condition of probation. Ciccinetti says it's common sense to take advantage of the technology, which is safer than driving drunk and a cheaper alternative to thousands of dollars spent after a drunk driving arrest. In the past, Ciccinetti has told a drunk driver to view crash victims' bodies at a morgue. Which, you know, it sounds pretty gruesome, but it might just, change somebody's mind about their driving.
Well, back in the day, the highway patrol would go into schools and show kids, you know, scenes of post-crash. That was supposed to, meant to scare you. You know, wear your seatbelt.
You ever see one of those?
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, we took driver's ed over west, and Mr. Hudson brought in two of them. One of them was called Mechanized Death by the Iowa Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. That got my attention.
Yeah, well, see, it's the
same
deal.
It was gruesome.
Yeah.
But that's what we did. And I think it shocked me into thinking about, you know, being a better driver. And so, yeah. So you saw those two, huh? There was one Mechanized Death. I can't remember what the other one was.
Yeah.
But they had some, you know, they were films that the Highway Patrol took at the scenes of accidents.
Yeah. Then they would show it to kids and say, here's what happens if you're in a wreck.
I'm not even getting close to going into what I saw, but, it was, and I'm a 16-year-old kid, and it's, oh, boy.
And then for a while, they used to have that machine that would simulate, they would throw a dummy into it, and then the dummy
the
would be ejected,
thing?
And they would show you, well, this is what happens to the human body when you're in a crash and you get ejected from a vehicle, and this dummy would go flying and flailing everywhere. And
that'll get your attention as well. Well, you may have seen the champagne the Warriors were spraying all over their locker room after their post-championship celebration in the NBA. That wasn't the cheap stuff. Even though most of it ended up on the floor, the Warriors shelled out the big bucks to get some real high-quality bubbly. They had 150 Moet Imperial Golden Luminous Magnum bottles that run $1,200 per. This is according to ESPN's Darren Rovell. That works out to $180,000, most of it on the floor.
Most of it ends up in the carpet.
Assuming Moet didn't comp them the bottles in exchange for publicity, which could be the case, because here I am talking about it, right? I
don't think Moet's really much in the business of giving away their product
for free
to billionaires. I'm sure they charged them for it.
Probably not. That's interesting, though. Well, they don't care. I mean, it's like when I watch a Major League Baseball game. What does a baseball cost, you know? Just one baseball.
Yeah.
What, $4
maybe
or more? And every time a ball hits the ground, the catcher throws it out.
Yeah, they get rid of it.
Flash, don't do that. So it's got a little scuff on it. Play with it, you know. And we were kids, you know, our ball, sooner or later, that baseball, the cover would come off. And then you take black electrician's tape.
Yeah.
And taped it up, and you had a black baseball.
That was, you got to be resourceful with your equipment.
Don't throw those baseballs out like that. Anyway.
Of course, last night on ESPN, they were showing that they had that documentary on about the Lakers and the Celtics, and they were showing some post-game celebrations there. And back in the day when players did not wear goggles and protective gloves and protective booties when they were spraying champagne on each other.
Yeah.
They just sprayed champagne.
Yeah.
didn't have to have a nuclear workman's outfit on to celebrate in a locker room after a game. Good grief.
It was 80 years ago on this day. This is Flag Day, by the way. I got to get my flag out.
This is Flag Day. Yep.
80 years ago, 1937, the official flag city of Wichita adopted by the city commission. 100 different designs were submitted. Top six vote-getters split $85 in prize money.
Well, in the Depression, that was probably a good little prize.
$40 to the winner. How about that? And there's the, you know. And
80 years later, that's still the Wichita flag.
I like it. I'm not sure what it means, but there it is. You got the three red and three white rays alternate from an off-center blue sun.
Yep. Okay. There you go. Happy birthday to the Wichita flag.
And the American flag.
And the American flag.
Adopted in 1776.
Long time ago.
Well, the June edition of VIP Magazine is out. Pick up your free copy today at any area Dillon's. 6:39 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The feeder cattle closed Tuesday with triple-digit losses, and live cattle also closed negative after starting the session with positive trading. Now, new lows for the week were made yesterday, and there was also talk of 133, 134 cash in Kansas. Monday, the USDA released official rules on the U.S. exporting beef to China. As expected, they have a lot of restrictions the U.S. must meet. The lean hogs traded and closed positive Tuesday, led by the July contract, and today the June contract expires at 12 noon. At the close yesterday, August live cattle 67 cents lower, 120.87. August feeders $1.60 lower, 149.95. And July lean hogs $1.57 higher at 82.27. Tuesday, the wheat futures all closed with double-digit gains led by the Minneapolis wheat futures. The corn and the soybeans also closed positive but well off the session highs. Informa released their acreage numbers, which compared to the March USDA acres, show a corn acreage a little larger, spring wheat and soybeans a little less. Trading in the grains overnight has been higher, mainly fueled by large gains in Minneapolis wheat futures once again, and expect this afternoon to see a rate hike from the Feds. At the moment, July KC wheat 8.25 cents higher at 4.65 1/4. July corn up 2 1/4 cents at 3.83 1/4. July soybeans up 4 3/4 at 9.37 1/4. July crude oil trading 38 cents lower at 46.08. August gold down $1, 1,267.60. The September S&P 3 1/4 points higher, 24.41 1/4. June dollar index 9 cents higher at 97.04. In September, Dow Jones futures 43 points higher, 21,323. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, so let's we open up the exports to China on our beef, and we start shipping the beef overseas, and that's going to be good for Kansas farmers, right?
Yes.
Okay. But what is it going to do with the price of my ribeye?
Well, that's always a tough thing. You know, if demand outpaces supplies, that makes the price go up. Yeah. But I still want to see how much we're actually going to really ship to China. They've put a lot of restrictions on. That's going to make it very tough for very much of our beef to qualify for.
Yeah.
And the other question is, Steve, they're already receiving beef through Hong Kong in the black market and other ways through the black market, and I'll bet you anything, none of that beef meets the requirements they're going to restrict on us to export to them.
Well, if as far as other countries, what countries are exporting their beef to China? Can you tell me?
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you exactly.
Okay.
I'm positive Brazil is.
Okay.
Australia might be, too, but I couldn't tell you exactly off the top of my head.
All right. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it this morning. It's 6:42 now. Steve and Ted, that's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with our morning commodity update. Keep it here on the way. We've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He's going to talk about investment buckets. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.